President Bush today will announce a plan to address the issue of global warming. He will urge voluntary reductions in the gases that contribute to climate change. This proposal takes the place of the legally binding limits in the Kyoto Treaty from which the U.S. withdrew last year. NPR's Richard Harris is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What are the major provisions of this plan?
Well, unlike the Kyoto Treaty, which calls for cuts in emissions of carbon dioxide and other gases that contribute to global warming, this proposal says we need to first slow the rate of increase so they aren't building up as quickly as possible, or as they are right now. And that is the cornerstone of this proposal, is to have them grow more slowly than they're growing right now, or grow more slowly than the economy, which is the benchmark that this plan uses. These reductions would be voluntary on the part of industry and so on, but there are some incentives for industry to comply with them. For one thing, if eventually we come up with binding limits that do cost money and do cost things for industry to accomplish, these they'll get credit for the reductions that they do now. So there's an incentive for them to do early work to try to start to reduce emissions. There are also some small tax incentives to create more efficiency and to produce energy using less greenhouse gas emissions.
And how much impact will this have on global climate?
Well, in the short term, nothing really. If you look at the numbers scientifically, you need actually a 60% reduction overall in global greenhouse gas emissions, maybe more depending upon the analysis. So slowing the rate doesn't do really anything for you at all. In fact, even the Kyoto Treaty's modest declines don't accomplish anything, but they were very expensive even as they were. So the thought here is at least you can take some small steps before you, both the Kyoto Treaty and this agreement calls for doing small steps and at least starting the process in motion. The plan does say in the year 2012 it would be time to review these things with the idea of possibly reaching more strict limits, but that's optional for years down the road.
What kind of reaction do you think the plan's going to get?
Probably not very good reaction, particularly in Europe, which wants the United States to be part of an international agreement. And the U.S. did withdraw from Kyoto, and there's no mention of going back to any international agreement with this climate plan. It is true that the entire world does need to participate in this if global warming is going to be addressed. Kyoto Treaty has been criticized because the Kyoto Treaty does not include everybody in the world. Many of the countries like China and India, which are major producers of greenhouse gases, are not involved in any binding limits in Kyoto. So that's certainly one of the issues that was behind this decision to go with a more voluntary plan. Businesses and economists will probably like this because it's not going to cost the economy money. And some of the analysis of Kyoto suggested that that could be a very expensive proposition. And finally, environmental groups are not happy with this because we've seen what happened after the Earth Summit in 1992 with voluntary agreements. Voluntary agreements were put in place by President Bush's father, and they essentially had no effect.
Maybe the president will get some comment when he goes to Asia this weekend.
Undoubtedly so. This was negotiated in the ancient Japanese capital of Kyoto, and the Japanese government wants something to show that the U.S. is at least paying attention to this issue.
NPR's Richard Harris.